What kind of matchup is the Jaguars? Is it kind of how do y'all focus going into the game? Just given the record,
We don't really worry about the record because we see them on film and they're a very athletic team. And even though they have more losses, if you look at all the games, they all been close. So and they all came down to the last drive in the fourth quarter. So it's not like they're just getting dominated or anything. Like I said, they have great players on both sides of the ball and special teams.
It's a game like that. You just kind of throw the record out. Just kind of look at what's on the field.
Yeah, because every game is important, and they're just as good as we are. That's how we look at it. And you got to always stay on your toes and be alert.
What do you see from Blake Bortles?
He's an athletic guy, you know. He has a great arm. You know, he has the turnovers, but at the same time, he also makes good throws that makes you impressed. So, like I say, you just got to be on your toes and stay ready because he can make those same throws.
One of the questions that was brought up in the press conference today was just how is the defense and the corners, y'all guys, been able to stay so good despite just having so many different guys at the position this year?
Just sticking together and coaching and just taking the coaching and paying attention and meeting. Like, just like we approach a game, that's how we approach in meetings, that's how we approach in practice, you know. So we're locked in first thing in the morning. That's one thing about us. We're always talking in the meeting room and we're taking coaching. And we carry it over to practice and then we practice like it's a game. And we take pride in all that. And then we just go out there and compete like we always do.
And breakdown. But if you have them in your sights, you always bring them down.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, definitely. You know, we don't want to give up catches, but at the end of the day, when we give them up, we have to minimize the damage, tackle and play the next play, because you might give a play this play, but next one might be a turnover, a key play in the game. So you just got to always look for the next play once the other play happens and just stay in the moment.
How great is it to be at home, meaningful football games that can help you win a division title in the next couple of weeks?
It's very great. You know, we got to start out fast, give our fans a show and just, you know, have them in it from the beginning. And that's getting maybe a three and out, making a play on special teams, making a play on offense, and just get our fans in it, because once our fans get into it, it gets us going. And that's when we even play even harder. So, I mean, we always going to play hard, but when you have the fans behind you and things like that, it just gets you excited to make a play for them.
I think it's going to be the key for these final couple games.
Main thing, like Coach said, but we've been hearing it. I've been hearing it outside of the locker room from people I know, and it's just finishing. You know, when there's been plenty of teams who haven't played good in December or November, but they always finish strong in the season, and then momentum carries over into the playoffs. Anything can happen. It's the NFL. You know, even though we don't have key players that's been out from injury, you know, next guy up, and we've all shown that, and we just got to finish strong. Start fast and finish strong. That's it.
Do you feel like that Colts game is something y'all guys can springboard off of?
Yeah, but we don't try to dwell on it, because at the end of the day, we have Jacksonville, who's a great team, and then we got Cincinnati, who has weapons too. And then Tennessee, you see what they're doing. Not all these games are going to be easy. We don't go in there thinking that. So we know what we have to do, and the coaches emphasize that too.